This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay. We're going to start with the fake news awards.
Ooh.
So, yes, human. I had really high hopes for these. So,
me too.
I don't know, 2 weeks ago, less than that, Donald Trump said, I'm going to be announcing the fakest of the fake news. And I'm going to give out awards because, you know, that's what he knows. Reality TV and award shows and let's give out awards and let's put on a show here, people. My hope and expectation was that he'd be singling people out, like, you know, award for the best fake news hair or whatever. And as I was watching all the late night shows, I know they're going to be very disappointed, too. I mean, they actually, some of them put up like full size billboards trying to win these things, like campaigning to get a fake news award, you know, fakest, most unfunny skit show, Saturday Night Live. Not funny, sad. So he did the fake news awards, and here they are in all their glory. The New York Times, the thing is, they're not even like, he doesn't even give like a specific category, like these guys won for the, you know, boldest faced lie or whatever. He just handed out things that they did that I guess he didn't like or that turned out to be fake. Things like the New York Times, Paul Krugman claimed on the day of President Trump's historic landslide victory that the economy would never recover. Well, we just hit 26,000 on the Dow. Mm-hmm. ABC News' Brian Ross apparently gave some kind of false report and sent markets in a downward spiral. CNN falsely reported the candidate Donald Trump and his son, Donald J. Trump Jr., had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. I guess somebody had sent them an email and they got them the same time everybody else got them. Time falsely reported that President Trump moved a bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. This was a tweet, by the way, not a news story. The Washington Post falsely reported that the president's massively sold out rally in Pensacola, Florida was empty. Dishonest reporter showed pictures of empty arena hours before crowds started pouring in. CNN falsely edited a video to make... Oh, my God. This was actually really funny. Remember when he went to Japan and he, like, dumped all that fish food in? They're saying, well, if you'd just shown... The other guy dumped his food in, too. It wasn't just, you know, President Trump wasn't trying to kill the koi fish. CNN falsely reported about Mooch's meeting with a Russian. That's Anthony Scaramucci. Boy, for a guy who was only there for 10 days, I actually missed that dude. Just fun. And then retracted it due to a significant breakdown in process, they quote here. Newsweek falsely reported that. So basically, and look, there's more. There's like 11 of them. Ending with Russian collusion. Russian collusion is perhaps the greatest hoax perpetrated on the American people. There is no collusion, which he has said many, 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 many times. There's no collusion. So these are not what we hoped for. No categories, no nominees.
Lame.
That's, I know, too bad.
It's just, you know, fake things that have been reported. And so it's
not nearly as fun as you'd hope.
Not nearly as fun, Vinny. This is fun. I will say, though, he's not the first person to have had an affair. And not even the first person in the Oval Office to have had an affair. I mean, certainly if we were going to, you know, throw trash at people for their affairs, we could throw it at tons of people. But it is juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll report it to you. Last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump said paid porn star Stormy Daniels. Are you familiar with
her
work?
I'm not familiar with her work, no. Yeah.
She's a good looking chick. She's cute.
Is she?
Yeah, I thought so. Picture I saw of her.
Sounds like a weather name.
Well, sure. Weather or porn. One of those.
Weirdly, the porn ladies that I'm familiar with, you probably are too. They're the old time ones that
Stormy Daniels seems like she'd be in MILF porn.
Yeah,
oh, she's
definitely
an older lady.
Well,
too?
She's older now. This their affair happened in 06, according to her. The Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's.
But I don't know her or her work. Can't say.
Let me have a look.
I'm surprised, though.
She's good looking. You know who she looks like? Marla Maples.
He has a type.
He does. Well, they're also, you know.
So wait, what you're saying is, because I don't know if you've said it yet. So he had an affair with her.
He did. About 4 months after Melania had their kid Baron, he was pluking that.
Okay.
Whatever. So really, the damage is, the only person who can really complain about
what
this
is
Melania.
What is that tattoo of?
I don't know if that's real.
It's a tattoo?
She's
like on her arm?
No. You know how sometimes if you have a kid, there'll be stretch marks right there on the bottom half of your tummy?
Oh, and so she...
It looks like she tattooed over it all.
That's actually not a super attractive picture right there.
It doesn't look good, no.
It's kind of a weird picture. Well, she's got big fake boobs, if you like those.
I don't know what to say. I don't know this lady. Yeah. But good for her.
I don't know her either.
She got Donald Trump.
She got $130,000 to shut up last year, apparently.
That wasn't for doing him. That was for not telling
about
doing
him. That was for not telling. This was in 2016.
All right.
And President Trump said, "Keep quiet. Here's $130,000.
So what happened? She changed her mind?
Well, unfortunately for him, he didn't pay her soon enough. She actually gave an interview in 2011 about their affair to In Touch Weekly. They published an interview that Stormy did with them in 2011, long before the supposed payoff occurred. And look, it's all allegations anyway. She met Trump at a celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe in Nevada in 2006. Nevada, sorry. He asked her to dinner, and she said, sure. They ended up in his hotel room and had what she called textbook generic sex. She said, nothing crazy, one position, what you would expect someone his age to do. This was 4 months after 4 months after Melania gave birth to their son, Baron.
Is that missionary?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't know. Or maybe she just climbed on top. Who knows? Trump also asked Stormy, according to the interview, he asked her to sign his DVD copy of... I don't know. Trump asked Stormy to sign his DVD copy of her porno film, Three Wishes, for him. And talked about
because he had the physical DVD version of it,
or maybe she travels with those and handed him a copy.
Oh,
and he
said, "This is a
why don't you autograph that for me?
Here's a memento."
Right. He talked about getting her on The Apprentice. He continued to call her regularly. They met up several more times.
Men do tend to say the darndest things after sex, don't they? Mm. Something just.
It's like you get uncorked or something. I call it the babble time.
It is unbelievable the things that guys seem to promise right after doing it.
Yeah. I'll buy you an apartment.
Oh, my God. Totally worth it.
I'll totally divorce my wife.
Yeah. She says he called her Honey Bunch, and compared her to Ivanka. Mm. He told me once I was someone to be reckoned with, beautiful, smart, just like his daughter. What is it with him and his daughter? Yucky. Super gross. If she wasn't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her. In Touch claims that at the time of this interview, they corroborated her story with other evidence and had her take a polygraph test, which she passed. Trump's lawyer again denied it. So who knows? Listen, he wouldn't be the first president who had affairs.
That's for sure.
No.
At least he did it in some hotel in Tahoe and not in the Oval office.
Exactly. Yes. So he's actually a step up from some of the other things that have gone down inside the White House. The Michael Wolff book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, which is an... Oh, my God. Did you hear about... There's another book called Fire and Fury.
Yeah.
And people are mistaken. It's about something about World War II or something. The book's been out for 20 years or something. Mm-hmm. And the dude who wrote it is like, this is great. Like, he made a couple bestseller lists.
Yeah, he ended up at number 10 on the New York Times bestseller, The Other Fire and Fury.
Funny.
Good for him.
Are they making that into a TV show? Did you read that this morning?
Yeah, that's looks like it's going to be a TV series. I don't know if this is really happening or not, but they're saying that this book, Fire and Fury, is being eyed for an adaptation into a television series, according to Variety. Some place called Endeavor Content has purchased the film and television rights to the book. The book portrays Trump as unprepared for the enormity of the office. Hey, you've heard about the book. But basically, they're saying they're going to try and turn it into, we are going... Yeah, now that they talk about how they're going to finance it. The bottom line is it looks like they're going to make that into a TV show. Unless you want to hear about the financing, and then I'll be happy to break that down. Hooman!
Yes.
I've got something for you. Speaking of celebrities in office. No, this is, I need you to come in here and play the thing. I have not heard this audio, but I asked Hooman to get it this morning, and he was cackling as he listened to it. So this is a story about Hulk Hogan. Get your clothes and get out.
I feel like a stuffed pig.
I can't believe. Why would any guy, even if you were, I just don't get what the point behind saying that to her was.
This was as he was banging his best friend's wife.
Right.
And by the way, the best friend totally condoned it because he'd set cameras up in there so that he could blackmail Hulk Hogan later.
Hogan got paid by that, didn't he?
He did. And was it
Gawker?
Gawker.
$100 million bucks.
Shut down and good times. Anyway, Hulk Hogan has retired from wrestling, but they say that he's got Republican strategist and former Trump advisor Roger Stone in his ear, twisting his arm, saying, dude, you should run, you should run, you should run. They want him to challenge Florida Governor Rick Scott in the Republican primary.
So here it is. Sarah said it's from Florida. So just tell me when you want me to pause it, because I think this is so funny. So this is a Skype call Hulk Hogan is doing with TMZ.
Okay.
All right. So you can watch it. It's here.
Oh, great.
I got it. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Boom, boom, boom.
The world fake fighting title? Is that what you're talking
about? Yep. The WFF. The world fake fighting title.
So now the guy asks again. So what does that mean?
Dear God. They're supposed to have all their fake moves down.
Why do they keep doing this? What is the point?
It's going on and on. Let it roll.
You know, I feel like
that's so
any
funny.
Second you're going to hear, the Kardashians are on the move.
Bye, Hulk Hogan. Clearly they're just, just ask him. Just ask him again.
That
just
person
ask him again.
Is just wasting everybody's time.
Oh, should we keep going or is that it?
Nah, I think that's
Come on.
That's funny. Hulk Hogan. Why the hell not? The world's already going to hell in a handbasket.
It's not. It's actually still pretty cool to be alive.
Right, sure.
I really
now, at this moment.
Living. It's pretty great.
Me and Vinny are reading this book called We Are Legion, We Are Bob. And man, what he talks about happening is just, you're like, oh, that could happen. Oh, that could happen.
Well, it's a lot of science fiction has that. So if it's good, then it does have some...
Oh, no.
There's some fear in what they do. That's why we read it, right?
Yep. So good. We Are Legion. We Are Bob. Just start. It's so good. So damn good. Dolly Parton is in the news today. Hooman!
All right!
She has been awarded 2 Guinness World Records. And because she's Dolly and she's our national treasure, the Guinness people went to her in Nashville. One of the Guinness World Records is for most hits on a U.S. country songs chart by a female artist. Or maybe they're saying hot country songs. Maybe there's a difference. Anyway, she has 107 hits so far. So most hits on a country chart.
Dolly does.
Dolly for female
and
artists.
And most people can only name the one.
Which one, Jolene?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot.
Name the other. No, 9 to 5,
Nine
sorry.
To five, yeah.
Oh. Well, that was just on a regular, that was a crossover hit, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, I would say that was probably one of her biggest songs.
Something hits? Name them. Name 10.
I can't.
Right.
The other record is most decades with a top 20 hit on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. That is 6 consecutive decades, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s, and 110s, the 2010s, whatever. She started in 1967 with a song called Something Fishy. There's a hot hit for you, Vin. And last year, she made it into the top 20 with Jolene, with Pentatonix.
Oh.
She answered a few questions, too. They asked her to pick a favorite of all of her songs. She said it's Coat of Many Colors because it's about her family and is very personal to her. But then she said, as a singer and songwriter, my favorite is I Will Always Love You, which was a huge hit for her. She recorded it in 1974, and Whitney Houston covered it in 1992.
Oh, that's a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, I
interesting.
Think she made a ton of money off of Whitney.
Yeah. That soundtrack, isn't that on the Bodyguard soundtrack?
Uh-huh.
That was like one of the biggest selling soundtracks of all time. It was on the charts forever.
It's
and
a great song.
Do you want to hear something fishy?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
So this is from 1967.
Cute.
That is adorable. She's adorable. I just love Dolly Parton.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's been amazing, as far as I'm concerned, my whole life I've known Dolly Parton, right? I mean, she's having the hits in 1967. That's incredible. Good for her. She's what a delight. She is a national treasure.
Yes.
Anyway, congratulations to her on her two big Guinness Book of World Record awards. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Apple's going to be hiring, do you see the headline? 20,000 people. You didn't see that?
I didn't see it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you some of that story and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here this morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. 9:15. We peak for the week.
Yeah, we
Boy, human, that just wakes you right up.
Yes, everyone, be sure to tune in. Our friend Rudy's coming in, recently featured in the Society pages. Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can check him out there.
Moving up in the world.
We'll be reviewing 12 Strong. About the first team of special forces that went into Afghanistan right after 9/11.
Led by Thor.
He just loves showing us up.
Yeah.
Comes in on a Thursday, and here we are doing a show. And he's like, I'll just take that.
Yeah.
All the glory right here at 9:15. I'm going to take all that from you guys.
Peak.
Hey, speaking of friends, I want to say hi to my friend Michael and Mara.
Is it Michael Fronti?
It is not. It's Michael Crockett. I know him from the Bay Club.
Is it Mara Rooney?
There. No, Mara Crockett.
You mean Rooney
and
Mara?
And what school does she go to? She goes to a school in Atherton. Sacred Heart, I think. But they're great people, and they're listening right now.
Well, hello, and so thank you for listening.
They're awesome. Sacred Heart School in Atherton. She's in the 8th grade.
Fronti created such a buzz in the building yesterday. It was the weirdest thing to be listening to all the...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that,
Michael,
you guys.
Michael. What the...
Why, Vinny? I forgot why.
Well, apparently, and it's funny because I saw the picture of him doing this yoga pose from Soulshine Bali and didn't think anything of it. In fact, I liked it and flipped forward to the next thing. But apparently,
when it first got posted,
that picture of Fronti with his leg up behind his head showed...
Let's see. Yoga pants are form hugging. And apparently he didn't notice. He liked the picture and said, oh, I'm going to put this up. Lengthy and inspirational post underneath it about his knee surgery. Just all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, he's a very verbose person and always just has some amazing thing to say. And I guess a bunch of people started commenting, like,
the other length going on there.
Yeah.
He's got a third leg.
Yeah. He is a tripod. There's no question. So he took that picture down and photoshopped.
Did he make it smaller? Or
he just removed the whole thing, actually.
That's so awkward.
But yeah, there were a whole bunch of things that came up regarding pictures that were accidentally taken and.
Yeah, I showed
things
you that
accidentally
picture,
showed.
Right?
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So Jimmy G, our new quarterback.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Somebody, some friend of
Vizette's. Back on Wang again. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
She's brought it up.
Sorry,
my friend Michael.
So yesterday, we got to look at a picture of Jimmy G. He's at the airport, just going through the airport, talking to someone. And a friend of yours, a male friend, took the picture and said, "Hey, I saw Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo, the new quarterback for the Niners at the airport. And Yuzette took one look at it and went, oh my God! And the guy's like, what? And sure enough, it's, you know, when trousers are just right, they're just right.
Yep. Outline and all.
Oh, the full
He's
on.
Packing.
He's packing. Okay. Anyway.
He's armed and dangerous. All right, hold on a second.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She's back from her vacation.
Jane, you play
and live
Jane
on the air
Paul.
Today, right?
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good Enjoy
job,
Jane this afternoon. I don't know what happened yesterday.
She just had the day off.
Well, we just got our plugging signals crossed, and there I was, hung
Trying
out.
Trying to do a little cross promotion.
Accidentally hung out.
Well, you know, most of the time she's there, so it's a nice reminder for people.
Right. Enjoy Jane. She's the best. Here's what's happening.
All right.
So I saw in the news yesterday a couple stories about Apple, which seemed like good news.
Yeah.
Of course, one of them was that Apple is going to be paying their taxes.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Well, they just got reduced.
Right. In a big way. Mm. In fact, that's one of the, we just did a story about Trump, and he's just shows in such a bad way almost all the time. But here he is tweeting, I promised my policies would allow companies like Apple to bring massive amounts of money back to the United States. He is enjoying a moment here, as Apple has said they've deferred paying taxes on all their foreign earnings and have become hoarders of cash, piles and piles in the billions. And they plan to bring a vast majority of the $252 billion in cash that it's held abroad back into the United States. Because the new tax plan will only charge them $38 billion on all that money.
Yeah.
They also say because they're going to be able to bring this money home that they'll be building another campus. So, and they plan to add 20,000 jobs.
And aren't they giving like bonuses too to everybody?
Something like that. But I didn't have the details on that. So
I think it's $2,500 or at least $2,500 for every employee. Crazy thing.
Tim Cook, Apple CEO, said, we have a deep sense of responsibility to give back to our country and the people who help make our success possible.
Yeah, we all do have your products.
Right. Not just one of them, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I have like
We're
a thousand
linked
of them at my
everywhere
house.
You look. So anyway, it's good news. The thing is, as they said this, many of us sort of went, you just built the campus. What do you mean a new camp? They're going to build another one.
Oh.
So it's not the Cupertino campus. It'll be another one.
The Cupertino one will be like the old cruddy one.
No, it won't
be. It's going to be all stupid,
I don't
outdated.
Think they plan to build another
They're going to build an actual spaceship next time.
I think they...
They're going to do a moon base.
Now, actually, here's a tie-in to Amazon. As Amazon has said, we're going to be building a second headquarters. Which city would like us?
Yes,
and what will you provide us?
Yeah. Have they selected?
They haven't, but I do have the finalists, which include Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, L.A., many small cities too. Montgomery County, Maryland. I don't know it. Do you?
I don't.
Northern Virginia, Virginia.
Okay.
Philly, Pitt. Raleigh, North Carolina, Toronto, D.C.
So these are all places that made bids, offered sweet deals. And
they'll be announcing who's getting this new headquarters that will include...
thousands of jobs, I'm sure, right?
50,000 high-paying jobs
to
the winning city.
Boy, that could be...
The new headquarters will be a $5 billion investment in any town that it goes to.
Billion?
Wow. $5 billion. Wow. And Apple has yet to announce a similar sort of plan, but it's probably going to be done that way. Like, we're going to build a headquarters.
Who would like to offer us the sweetest deal?
Got our number?
Yeah.
Because they have places. They've got something in Arizona, something in Reno. I want to say another place in Iowa.
Oh, well,
I saw
of land,
a list. Yeah, I mean, know. they have.
They need space.
But they're going to be building and they're going to be adding jobs. And that's nice to see, right?
Sure.
This, I guess, you know, everyone does their year in reviews at the end of 2017 and Pornhub.
Oh.
One of the porn websites
how
is no different. I'm not going to bog you down with all the gory details, but a couple of the funny searches here are worth a mention.
So these are like top search terms or funniest search
terms? They say here, they posted a map of the weirdest search terms that were popular in each state last year. Weird is, you know, different for everybody.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Right. Wyoming searched for the term furry. Oh, and by that,
what's weird about that?
They don't mean muff or your friend, who we refer to as furry. They actually mean those people that wear costumes.
That like to be, yeah.
They're known as furries. In Wyoming, that's what they were searching for the most.
Well, it's cold there, you know.
Okay.
And everybody's farmland.
People have cheese bodies up there, so they, you know, let's go ahead and put a costume on that.
Here's one that I have never heard of.
Okay. Oh, this will be fun.
In seven states, the top weird search term was giantess.
Oh, as in, like, Brienne of Tarth? Uh-huh.
That's where a female porn star pretends to be a giant and interacts with miniature objects like model trains.
Oh.
And then what happens?
She crushes them.
I guess.
With what,
feet? I've never heard of
it. Yeah.
I don't know
what's
what
it's called again?
Giantess.
Look it up.
So giant.
Oh my, what's the world?
ESS.
Dumb. You want me to look that up?
Yeah,
no,
look it up.
I'm
let's
not,
have a look. Maybe you'll like it.
You don't have to look it up, but if you want to know what it is, you're saying, what happens next? I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Maybe she, well.
Kim Kardashian is still one of the biggest porn stars.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
She's
also highly searched and one of the more, and she's only done the one thing.
Right.
I want to show you this picture.
And doesn't show it all, right?
It's very, it's
pain.
Not.
Well, what, I mean, he's showing everything and what she's doing to it, but yeah, it's not.
I can't say I've never used it, but I am surprised that people continue. Usually there's a very short shelf life for movies of any kind, and that one's not even that good.
Look at this picture of her. This is like from the front. First of all, you can see right through her top. And she has these...
Well, don't hoard it. What are you doing?
She has these mid-length shorts on with a hoodie over it, and you can still see how enormous that rear end is.
This is... all right, listen to me.
If
you're watching giantess porn, like... Yeah. Go talk to someone. Like, get some help, because...
Oh, you think this is a problem?
So there's I don't know, a chick walking around in a bikini, and there'll be, like, all these styrofoam skyscrapers, and then she'll smash the styrofoam skyscrapers
like King
in between...
Kong. She's like King Kong, all giant.
In between her legs.
Oh, so the buildings are, like, come up to crotch level, and she crushes them with her legs?
Yeah, like, she'll squeeze them with her legs, and then...
Oh.
They'll be like,
I'm actually
over ramping it.
That's
all
not
now.
Awful. I mean, there's so much
things.
Awful stuff that just seems almost fun and funny.
Yeah.
By comparison.
But there isn't any sex. It's just a chick walking around in a bikini smashing things with her.
Oh, there's no sex in that one. I mean, has she got to the Empire State Building yet?
Well, I don't even know if that's New York, but yeah. It's just. And then a lot of it's anime, like, kind of.
Oh, nice.
Like, these cartoon characters walking around.
I thought it was just big girls, like Amazon girls, like
doing
Brienne,
stuff, yeah.
Tarth, Gwendolyn Christie.
It doesn't always have to. I mean, I can see that people enjoy the female form without sex. I think that's not that abnormal. It's weird that they're, you know, crushing buildings or whatever.
Right.
But
better, though, than the ones where they crush, like, small animals.
Yeah,
with
that's,
shoes. That's
not
like,
acceptable.
That's sick.
That's not an option.
Right.
No.
Mouse snuff films.
Speaking of animals, over 50% of people will skip social events to hang with their dog.
Oh. I think I'll just stay home with
you
my dog?
You know what? I pick my dog.
Yeah.
That's what people
that's
say.
Just, they didn't want to go. They're just using the dog as an excuse.
Or they like their dog.
Well,
their
sure
dog
they like
is...
their dog. It's their dog. But they didn't actively go, I'd rather hang with my dog. They just went, oh, that's what I'm going to tell you. I just don't want to go to your stupid event.
You're just not a dog guy. You don't know. The survey found that people say their dog helps them get through almost 5 stressful events every week.
Oh.
Even major things like breakups or a death in the family. People love their dogs.
Sure,
we love our
dogs.
Sure,
they're part of the family. Absolutely. The thing about dogs, and really one of the main... Well, I'm not crazy for dogs, but...
I know you're not.
I had a dog growing up.
I love them.
And it was so painful when that dog died.
Yeah.
And I think about it, and every time I see that someone else's dog has died on Facebook, and it just takes you right back there. I'm like, you know what? I'm not putting myself through that. Not ever again.
Yeah, but the joy they bring is just...
I know.
So wonderful.
But then the whole time I'll be watching the clock. Like,
no, you can't live like that. Who lives like that?
A decade goes by fast.
Yeah.
I just don't want that.
Never enough time with your pets.
Mm.
Well, I agree with you about the pain. But I still think they're so incredible. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You notice the dog hater among us hasn't said a word.
Oh, Hooman, yeah.
Hooman.
He's watching the porn he didn't want to watch.
Who would even watch that?
You guys have found another one.
Because of the city council meeting.
What?
I don't hate dogs.
You don't?
No, really? I'm just not an animal person. Like, I'm never going to get an animal.
Remember the puppies were here? He's holding his arms up.
I'm taking pictures. I'm the social media guy for this
You're
morning
amazing.
Show.
The actual, it was an actual basket of puppies that got brought in here. Like, you know, the thing that everyone goes, it
away.
Melts the coldest of hearts. Yeah. And Hooman's just like, oh.
I was just like, yeah, you guys, enjoy, you guys are
oh,
enjoying
them. They smell like puppies.
You're enjoying them way more than I could have enjoyed them.
805 says, thanks, Vinny, for reminding us it's actually a pretty great time to be alive. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
It is. Life is good.
Yep.
One more reason to love Dolly. She's been sending books to underprivileged children for years. I think it's something like one book every month for the first 5 years of a child's life. Thousands of children have benefited. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Tomorrow is Dolly's birthday.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I didn't.
No. She's 72, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all, huh?
Well, that's what it says online.
Right.
You think she's older?
Yeah. You don't?
No.
I think she might be older.
No.
I don't know, though.
Hey, did you guys see Mr. Maternity Leave's Instagram story of them in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Diamond's already living the life. Thumbs up.
Yeah, this is quite the paternity leave. This seems super freaking fun for a paternity leave.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be fun.
It's not
fun.
Supposed to be fun. It's right, not supposed Vinny? To be a vacation.
How was your guys' paternity leave?
Really sucky.
Was it fun?
No.
Vinny?
And not only was it not fun, it wasn't even leave. 2 weeks after I had that kid, I was back live on the air. They ran a freaking line to my house. It was like, okay, so I'm just working from home. This is so not leave.
Mm.
Wow!
Well,
I guess we're just jealous that he went to Hawaii.
Things have changed in 2017.
Guess so. I have another baby just so I can go to Hawaii.
Well, let's be honest. Clearly, the child is able and allowing them to travel and...
So it's all set then, and he should just come back to work.
Well, my kid was colic, and while that's not... life-threatening, and it's not the worst thing in the world.
You're
that
saying
kid,
your baby was a pain in the ass.
That kid cried and screamed.
You should have had more time off.
No, I'm saying I wanted to leave there. I didn't want to be at home.
Your kid
well,
would
4 days of paternity leave, that feels right. That feels about right.
Your kid would cry for more than 3 hours a day?
Oh my God, Hooman. Sometimes babies will cry for a whole day straight.
She was bright red with her mouth open, and on that last, like, vocal cord just screaming on it, that vibrating, like, ah!
What were you guys doing to her?
Nothing, just trying to burp her. I mean, they tell you it's gas, right?
They do.
What is it?
Colic.
I don't know.
They call it colic. It's just and I used to always just call it the witching hour because it didn't seem to have any rhyme or reason. It was just around 4 o'clock every day. That kid would start wailing. Didn't matter what.
So what'd you do?
Sat there and waited.
Waited for her
I mean,
to turn
we tried
four.
All the stuff. You try gripe, Four is, you're right, four is spectacular. Mm. Last night we were dancing and singing in my room, and it's just ridiculous how much fun we're having.
And
right
they
now.
Love you so much. Like, yeah. You're their idol.
Comes
and,
up, gives me a kiss yeah. without me even asking. I'm like, oh, come on. What's
you
better
could suggest
than this?
Anything. They'd be like, yeah, I would love to do that with you. Oh my God, you're amazing. I will spend it. They love you. You love them. The S hasn't hit the fan yet. They can pull their own clothes on. Like, it's like, yeah, it's
well,
just,
I'm
well,
still having to help
know.
With some of that crap.
Well, you
no,
help,
it's pretty good.
Not the same.
I'm reading the stats. It says 25 to 40% of kids have colic.
Yeah, some of it. I mean, she had it bad. My kid had it. It was not fun. No good. But she's healthy, and compared to some of the stuff other people have had to deal with, like
absolutely.
Premature or whatever, you can't really complain. You sort of feel like a jerk complaining when someone's looking at their child in an incubator. What did you say about Gretchen's baby?
$1 million baby.
The $1 million baby. Kid showed up early
yep.
and lived in an incubator for how long?
3 months. I don't know how long.
So
a long time.
Nothing compared to that.
Right.
Anyway, I'm out of time.
Who's got the best weed in town?
Who does?
Who's got the best marijuana around? I'll tell you an edit right after this.
Oh, all
right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.